You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks. Johnny's been gone for a while. Now I'm back, and it's time to do a spring ball update edition of the Always Irish Show. Ah, it's good to be back. It really is. I missed you guys. Day one on the stream, people had me triggered 1 minute in. It was beautiful. That's what I come back for. It is good to be back. I do not like missing the call-in shows. That's how I connect with you guys. It's different when you just record a video and it goes out. That is not the back and forth interplay I like that those phone shows deliver. So thank you. It's good to be back. Thanks for everybody jumping back in. We haven't missed a beat. We got to do some updates though. We got to do some updates on spring. So let's get into it. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps John as well. Notifications on, that way you alerted every time something drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishandy@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want it. You can get it if you don't want to see my face. I don't blame you. Let's be real. Call-in lines. You know the digits. 312-988-15. You dialed up. Tell Yanni Boy all you've heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. USA Today, Irish Wire. Read all about it. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former captain of myself, Michael Goolsby. Breaking it all down. Be there. Be square. Thank you to everybody that's there year-round. It's a beautiful thing. All right. I enjoyed the warm weather. I enjoyed seeing family. Now it's time to get back to business. Obviously, everybody knows spring ball not going according to plan. I don't know what you would. You can have all the best plans you want, line it all up perfect. Injuries are injuries. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Leonard's out. Morrison out. Even Leonard's backup had a sickness. Like, it's just not ideal. It ain't ideal. But nobody feels bad for Notre Dame. You got to adapt, keep it moving, and get your work done. That being said, now that we're deeper into spring, kind of in the middle part of spring ball, let's look at a couple areas where I think I'm comfortable making some statements on. Number one, this team's a lot faster overall. They just top to bottom overall roster, they're faster overall than the previous Freeman teams and definitely Kelly teams. They're also more athletic. They're also deeper. Not deep enough in some areas, but they're deeper. Here's something else. I've been saying this a lot, and it's been thinking about the actual 24 season. and I'm looking at Notre Dame, trying to feel my way through where I think they're going to be. Here's what I keep coming back to more than anything else. Like, wherever my brain wanders, it always comes back home here on this following bullet point. Notre Dame this year is going to run out on the field a really good blend of veteran guys with a lot of experience and really twitchy, athletic, younger guys blending into that group. I think that's a great, great recipe for success. I do. I think you're touching a point here where you have veteran guys you trust at all these position groups, and you can mix in athletic younger guys that could give you that flash and excitement and athletic ability that some of the older Notre Dame classes on the roster can't offer as much of. That's a great blend. I love that blend. And you have it at a bunch of different position groups. Older guys that know where to be, know their assignments, can help the younger guys get lined up. And some younger, more athletic guys that just can just run, jump, do things some of the older guys can't athletically. I think that's a great recipe. And it's one of the things that has me most excited and confident about this year. I just think that's a really healthy way to let it rip into this season. If you had all experienced guys, but they're all upperclassmen, but they're physically gifted, physically limited, I don't love that. On the flip side, if you have all these young guys running around that are athletic as can be, but don't have experience and they're not battle tested, I don't love that either. Are you following me? Threading that needle is the sweet spot for Notre Dame. Having upperclassmen guys out there in these position groups that could get everybody lined up or whatever, sprinkling in those younger guys that could flash, that's a good blend. And I think Notre Dame has a great deal of this on. And I like it. I like it. Additionally, I said this entering spring to watch for this. Now I think we're seeing it. More playmakers on each side of the ball. More guys that can make more big, impressive, game-changing splash plays. Offense, defense, special teams. Think about it this way. The Ohio State game last year, Notre Dame needed one more guy to make one more play. Anywhere on the field, either side of the ball, at any point in that game, if Notre Dame has one more player make one more good play, we win the game. That's what I think about when I say you're going to have more guys capable of making a big game-changing play in the biggest games and the biggest moments. We're getting closer to that being the real deal, a real reality. You just needed one more play made. You didn't have a guy to make it. I think you're going to start to see more guys making not run-of-the-mill, good play for a young guy. No. I think there's more guys that can make a major impact on these games on both sides of the ball. It's a big deal. In today's fast-paced digital age, seamless and secure transactions for your business aren't a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. That's where your friends at Paisly step in. Paisly's in the
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Business of making your business run smoother, not just as a payment processor, but as a true partner in your success and growth. Paisly's platform is intuitive, the fees are transparent, security ironclad, processing instant, and the support team is unmatched. If you're looking to take your business to the next level anywhere in the United States, call one of the all-stars of Always Irish Radio, Chicago's very own Tom Frawley at 773-332-7742 or email him tom@paisleypartners.com for a personalized payment processing consultation addressing your unique business needs. And be sure to tell them Always Irish sent you. This defense, top five. That's the goal. You were already top 10 last year. You don't sit there and go, oh yeah, top 10 and we'll be number 9 again and it'll all be good. No, 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 no. I want top 5. Cherries on top. Refine these roles. Find these little spots to add in these cherries on top. I just think this defense, you can't get comfortable being a good top 10 unit. You need more. And you need to want more. You need to be more. Top five. Top five. I'm sorry. That's what I need. You can't just go, oh, we're good enough being number 9 or whatever, scoring defense, rack it back, do it again and do that again. No. You were top 10. And that was great. I need you to be even better than that this year. Get up in that top 5 overall defense. More havoc plays, more turnovers, more big splash plays with it all on the line. I need more of that. That needs to be the goal. And it's a compliment. It's not an insult. You did a great job last year. Now I'm asking you to take it to the next level. You're capable. What about on offense? Oh, there are still questions. The O-line, the quarterback. I don't care what's written. I'm not believing anything about the wide receivers till I see them ball out against Texas A&M. But I will say this. Notre Dame's approach is going to be very different. I think they're going to be much more aggressive. Take more chances. And I am here for this 100%. I can't wait to see more deep shots, more creative ways to get our guys the ball in space. I've been begging for this. And I think you're going to see it. Den Brock Freeman, the players they've all talked about, this offense is going to be more explosive. It's exactly what the doctor ordered. I need it. I've been begging for it forever to see a Notre Dame offense take chances, stress a defense, like go for it, be aggressive. Not irresponsibly so, but just not being boring and predictable, which is what we've been. I'm excited for that. Sign me up. Next. I'm really interested to see this year how Freeman has developed himself. No more Marcus 10 man. No more, you know, end of the half, blowing our timeouts, don't know when to spike the ball. That all needs to be over. People's patience for those unforced, self-imposed errors is almost none. Now, Freeman needs to tighten this up. And again, I don't know how you do that. Maybe just more experience and you learn it. I don't know, but you got to tighten that up. I'm waiting to see that. I can't tell that yet, but it's on my radar. The run game, it's going to be more diverse. I think you're going to have more big time production. I realize we all loved Estime. Now you got all these fast twitch guys. If Estime has a hole, it's a 35-yard run up the middle. If Love or Price have a hole, it's 7 points. That's a big difference. It's a big difference. And I'm not saying you're not going to miss Estime. Let's be realistic, though. They didn't use the guy right last year anyways. Like, of course you're going to miss a guy with that skill set, but the staff didn't even use it right last year. Biggest example of that is not letting him run out the game and win it against Ohio State. Number one example. 11-yard run on first down with the chance to run out the clock against them, and you took him out of the game and he didn't return and you didn't give him the ball. Staff failure, top to bottom. F minus job. So, I mean, I'm going to miss Estime, but they didn't use him. So now you're getting more of these explosive guys where run one crease is 7 points, not 27 yards, 7 points. You're going to see a more explosive run game when it breaks open. Hearing that in practice, they got Love running routes, catching some balls. Oh, baby, I love it. I've been begging for a way to get the ball into the hands of your fastest, best athletes, no matter how. If you're going to be able to give that guy the ball in the run game and the pass game, I love it. And the better the passing game is, the better the run game is going to be. It's beautiful. Here's the reality. The fans are on edge. The Notre Dame fans are on edge, man. Patience is wearing thin. Scar tissue's wearing high. Scar tissue that I wish you saw. I just wish we could play elite football. I should be in the Chili Peppers as the fourth man. The fans are on edge. They want to buy in, but they need a reason to buy in. The Texas A&M game's getting bigger to me every week. No way around it. You got to have it. No more excuses. Nobody feels bad for you having injury issues. No one else cares. Pull it together. Have a big year. You do that. That recruiting we're always debating, if it's good enough or not, it's going to take an uptick. There are no in-between options or half measures now. Success is defined as hosting a first-round playoff game and winning it. That's where I'm at. Not making the playoff, but with two losses and you have to go to Ohio State the first game. No. No. You're good enough that you are hosting a playoff game Christmas week at our place and winning it. That's the bar. What else is on your list? What other ways are you measuring progress this season? What else are you seeing this spring that gives you hope, gives you worry, whatever it is? I've been out of the mix for a week. I want you to let me know where you're at on all these details. Let me know.